This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. People in Summit County may see smoke tomorrow from a 44-acre prescribed burn. Firefighters are clearing grass and brush above the Summit County shooting range to cut down on wildfire risk. The range will be closed through Thursday. State leaders want cities to allow more condos and apartments to be built near transit stations. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the controversial proposal to make that happen.
A bill in the legislature would push some cities to allow thousands more homes near bus and rail lines. If those communities don't change their zoning laws, they could lose out on millions of dollars that's normally provided by the state for roads and bridges. That potential punishment is drawing objections from local governments. Here's Eric Bergman of Colorado Counties Incorporated.
We believe this is not only regulatory overreach, but potentially dangerous for the traveling public.
Some Democrats are raising concerns, too, which could be an issue as the bill heads into Senate committee hearings this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Girls flag football is now an officially sanctioned high school sport in Colorado. The Colorado High School Activities Association approved the sport today during its April meeting. Flag football will be the 18th sanctioned sport for girls and 33rd overall. The first season of high school girls flag football will begin this fall. Meanwhile, the University of Colorado football's team season opener will happen a bit sooner than originally planned. The Buffaloes were scheduled to face North Dakota State on Saturday, August 31st. The game will now happen 2 days earlier on Thursday, August 29th. CU's upcoming season will be its second under head coach Deion Sanders. This is CPR News.